This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Much of the water used by data centers is not being reported publicly, and that raises transparency concerns across our drought-prone region, a hotspot for the industry. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Data centers power everything from streaming to artificial intelligence, and they rely on water to keep computer servers from overheating. But researchers say a fast-growing problem is how little is known about their total water use.
If we don't have the data, if we don't have the transparency, we're just walking in the dark.
That's Anna Pinyeu-Pervet, co-author of a new study out of the University of Illinois on data center water use. National estimates suggest data centers used about 17 billion gallons of water in 2023, and demand is expected to rise as AI and cloud computing expand. She says better transparency could help the West weigh trade-offs as demand for data and water continue to grow. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
When wildland firefighters work prescribed fires, they're breathing the same smoke and facing many of the same hazards as a wildfire. But they don't get the same hazard pay. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports that could soon change.
Resolving that disparity has been a long-standing demand of wildland firefighters. In its proposal to do just that this week, the federal government acknowledges the real dangers of prescribed fire: open flame, falling trees, unstable terrain, and significant exposure to smoke and other toxins. Firefighters make most of their money in the heavy summer months. Having a pay bump for prescribed fire work in the off-season is
really going to help them out in the wintertime. It's going to keep these career wildland firefighters around.
That's Max Alonzo, Secretary-Treasurer of the National Federation of Federal Employees, a union that represents many wildland firefighters. Comments on the proposal, which would give firefighters an extra 25% of their base pay on prescribed fires, will be accepted through June 15th. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And you are listening to CPR News. Find more news from all over the state on our website. That's cpr.org.